Today we're going to talk about what to expect during a quantum healing hypnosis session. Basically, there's three parts to a session: the interview, the hypnosis, and then a discussion afterwards. So once we're ready to start the session, we're going to spend some time getting to know each other. This interview portion is really a long discussion, a long chat with each other. We're going to go over what's going on in your life, what prompted you to come, what you want to heal, what you'd like to discover, what you think about several things in life. And this time also helps you to get completely comfortable with me as well, so that you can trust my knowledge and ability, and this way you can more easily and deeply connect with your subconscious and your higher self. We'll also go over the questions you brought and make sure we have every important issue you need to have answered. And at the ready, we'll probably rephrase many of your questions. Don't be surprised if we do that. And we'll probably group them as well into healing type questions or relationship type questions or things about your purpose in life, curiosity questions. Some people bring 4 or 5 questions. Some people bring 25 questions. It really is up to you. In all cases, though, I can say that during the interview, we discover several important questions people never thought of that need to be asked. And this is a huge reason for the interview process. It brings out a bunch of things that the person didn't realize was going on with them. And or we can better identify core causes in this lifetime of things, where they started, and that kind of helps frame the questions a little better. So the better the question, the higher the frequency, the easier the answer is, I think, for the subconscious to key in on and be able to answer with great authority. After we review the questions, there'll be a time for a break. We'll have something, a little something to eat. You can walk around, go to the bathroom, and then we start the hypnosis portion. And once you're in a deep, relaxed theta state of hypnosis, you will be guided by me through 2 to 4 past lives or other experiences, or it could be life between lives, early childhood, wherever the soul feels it's important for you to remember. We'll generally be about 2 hours in this state, sometimes more, sometimes less. But wherever you go during this journey, it is exactly the place where your higher self needs to take you so that you can find the answers you're seeking on this day. So often these are the core experiences that you need to be conscious of. And once you find these core experiences, it neutralizes the energy surrounding it and allows you to find new balance and release and let go and heal. So before leaving the deep theta state, I will speak with your subconscious, which is deeply connected to the well-being of your physical body. So you can have your questions answered and explain. It'll explain to you why you chose to view the experiences you did during the first part of the session, if it isn't already obvious to us. So afterwards, you'll come out of it completely refreshed. We'll then take some time to examine some of the important answers that you received, and we'll talk about how to integrate things following your session. The weeks after a session can be very rich in outer experiences, and you'll probably get new levels of understanding from the session itself. The hypnosis portion of the session is recorded, and so it will be sent to you by private link. And you'll be able to download and listen to it as often as you like and on as many devices as you like. It's yours. I tell clients it's important to listen to it at least 3 times over the first 6 weeks and more if there's some major physical or emotional healing going on for you. And many people listen to it before they go to sleep at night. Often people will listen to it over and over and over again for many months to really help them integrate. And after several months, they can always look back or listen back, and it can give them a whole nother level of meaning of what happened and what occurred for them during the session. So there's good reason to be listening to that audio more than once. So this tends to be a very powerful experience for most everyone, whether they've never had a past life recall or experience in their life before, or they've had dozens of them. I know with my own experience in my first quantum healing hypnosis session where I went under, it was extremely powerful for me. And even after a lifetime of spiritual experiences, it was powerful. And in that session, I experienced three past lifetimes that I'd never seen before, and which answered all of my questions for that day. It allowed me to release some deeply seated karma that I'd been holding on to forever, that was at the core of some of my long-standing issues. So I talk more about that in another video that I made on my story and why I decided to become a hypnosis practitioner using this technique specifically after 30 years of doing counseling. If you haven't already got your hands on a Dolores Cannon book, you may want to read one. But I encourage you to watch some of her videos on YouTube. She's passed on now. She passed on in October 2014, but there are many interviews online on any topic that you might be interested in. She's had 40 plus years of hypnosis sessions, and so there's multiple case studies that she goes through on what went down in those sessions. And those will give you a good perspective on what you can expect and what these sessions, where these sessions can go. So you might want to think of it as a way to heal some of your physical, emotional issues, and also know that it's going to be a great venture. It is definitely a way to gain confidence in your inner knowingness so you can access it on your own afterwards, whenever you wish. You realize that there is something inside of you, whether you call it your higher self, your subconscious, your superconscious, or soul, doesn't matter. There is a vast universe of knowledge inside of you that can readily come out and easily come out. And finally, if you have any questions, feel free to contact me. You'll find various ways on my website and free 15-minute chat session that you can book. But there should be another video that you see next to this one called How to Prepare. So how to prepare for a session would be next.